It's always good to be back in the house of the Lord. I hear you guys have doing the two services and everything is going well. It's always good to hear covenant churches advancing the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I won't be before you long. Today, we're going to be teaching on compassion, the key to miracles. Amen. If you was to go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 9. When you get it, say amen. Matthew chapter 9. Let's look at verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this house. We thank you for the leadership of this house. We thank you most of all for your Holy Spirit. We invite your Holy Spirit to move upon us. We thank you that you've chosen to visit us today and bring miracles and healings and deliverance and to set your people free. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We welcome your holy angels to be on assignment to push back the presence of the enemy, to open up the heavens unto us, that we may receive the fullness of your presence, the fullness of your kingdom be manifest here today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Same book of Matthew, go with me to chapter 14. And we're going to look at verse 14. It reads, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion. Somebody say, moved with compassion. Toward them. And he healed their sick. See what happens when the Lord is moved with compassion? Healing breaks out. Amen. Same book of Matthew chapter 15. Verse 32. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And of course, he supernaturally feeds this multitude, but he was first moved with compassion before the miracles began to happen. Same book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 34. It reads, so Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Hallelujah. Today we want to talk about compassion and how it is the key to miracles. Now, compassion is defined as sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. Amen. I'm going to give you my definition of what compassion is. Compassion is to put yourself in others' predicament. To say it another way, to feel like, when you really have compassion on someone, it's to feel like, I'd rather be in that position for them. That's true compassion. Not just simple pity, not just some sympathy or empathy, but when you have God's compassion, when the supernatural that we just read, when Jesus was moved with compassion. See, some people think they have compassion on others, but there's no preceding action behind it. Amen. God's supernatural compassion will have you in your mind and emotion saying, Lord, if I could trade places with them, I would. And that's when the miracles begin to happen. Jesus not only felt bad or sympathy or empathy, but ultimately, he who knew no sin became sin. Ultimately, he bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. He changed places with the one who was suffering that God might intervene. Amen. Compassion is the key to miracles. And I want you to look at something. The base word to compassion is compass. It means to go around something in a circular course. See, the base word to compassion is compass. And so when you really have compassion for one, it's to go around in a circular course. I want you to look at something. So when you see someone in a heartfelt circumstance, where we get the word circumference, that means to encircle around, compass around. When you see someone in a certain circumstance and you have compassion, that means you get in where they are, compass, stance means to stand. That means you stand in their circle. Amen. When you have compassion, God's compassion for someone, you don't have a problem if you guys was to change places and you stand in their circumference. You stand, you compass in their circle. Amen. Because too much of the church is going about their day and their lives and don't have any feelings about the sufferings of your own community. Too much of the church is having church and think we having a good time in the Lord and think we're good Christians and we're never moved with compassion. But the reason why we don't see the miracles in Scripture is because we're not moved with compassion. Many times before Jesus began to operate in the supernatural, there was a feeling from on high that he was moved with compassion. Amen. He said, Lord, if I was in that if I stood in that circumstance, I'd rather it be me than them. That's God's compassion. And when the church begins to operate in God's supernatural compassion, that's when we begin to fulfill when Jesus said, the works that I do, you shall do also. And greater works because I go to my Father. When we begin to be moved in compassion, we will not just drive by the homeless. We will not just drive past the person under a certain circumstance, but we will begin to be moved. See, when you move with compassion, you're moved to action. When you move with compassion, you say, Lord, I wish they was not in that predicament. Give me, or thank you that I have the resources of the kingdom to change it. Do you realize we had all of the riches in Christ Jesus and we do very little with it? Amen. Preaching the gospel is 0.001% of operating in kingdom ability. Amen. Leading worship is 0.001% of actually operating in kingdom ability. We got all the riches of his kingdom and we're doing very little with it. Now, we understand how fallen the world is. We understand how sick and diseased and impoverished and possessed and mentally ill the world is. Our neighbors are. But what we don't understand are the riches of the kingdom that we have inherited and our covenant with Jesus Christ. We have a covenant of healing. We have a covenant of peace. We have a covenant of deliverance. We have a covenant of power and the Holy Ghost. Amen. But how many of us are walking in it? Amen. It ought to do something to you when you're on your job, when you're in your family, when you're sitting right in God's house and people are sick and diseased and carrying the weight of the world, of their circumstances, and nothing is ever done. Cancer is just taking the people of God out. Diabetes is just taking the people of God out. All these different diseases is taking God's people out. Because we got to be moved with compassion, which will get you out of yourself and put you in the supernatural power of God to do something about that situation. Any help in the house? Matthew chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 16 and 17. It reads, "When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities." And now what we said earlier, compassion means to want to take the place of that person that the healing power of Jesus would show up. "Himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to heal his people today. God wants to deliver his people today. God wants to set free his people today. He does not care what it is that you're carrying. The power of God is present to set us free.
Amen.
How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We honor you. We cherish you. We adore you.
Hallelujah.
And we say you're welcome in this place.
Hallelujah.
To move upon us. We thank you, Father God, that as we're moved with compassion today on the infirmities that your people been carrying, the diseases your people been carrying, the demonic oppression your people been under attack with. Father God, we thank you that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That we would set the captive free, mend the brokenhearted, destroy yokes and remove burdens today. We give you praise for it. We give you praise for it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you're here today and you have a sickness, if you're here today and there's some type of disease, infirmity, if you're here today, whatever you're dealing with, the power of God is present to heal, deliver, and set free.
Hallelujah.
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 So I told you I wasn't going to be here long, but God wants to move in our midst. God has chosen to visit us today. If you're here and you need a miracle from God, come on down.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we give you praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got the oil pastor. Hallelujah. And if any of the musicians do not need prayer, if you can come and play something pertaining to healing very lightly, hallelujah. Come on down. Today is your day. Glory be to God. Today is your day. Sister Margaret, would you come, please? Today is your day. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Anyone that need a miracle from God, healing and deliverance from God. Anyone need to be set free. The power of God is in the place today. Anyone else, Lord, we give you praise. Father God, I thank you that I know that you hear us. I thank you that your kingdom is established here today. And I thank you, Father God, for the healing among your people. Thanks. In the name of Jesus.
do with